If past elections during the COVID-19 pandemic are any indication, Delaware faces a massive increase in the number of people voting by mail as the 2020 election cycle concludes. The level of absentee voting in July's presidential primary was 11 times more than what it was in 2016, and even small city elections in Dover and Rehoboth Beach saw record numbers of absentee voters this year. Delaware's General Assembly passed a vote-by-mail bill that allows all Delawareans, regardless of their reason, to request a vote-by-mail ballot for both the September primary and November general election. State Elections Commissioner Anthony Albens says voting absentee or voting by mail are practically the same thing, the only difference being the reason someone needs to request a ballot.
Absentee voting, which has existed again for many years and, as I mentioned, still exists in our law, there are specific reasons for which one could request a ballot, essentially reasons why someone could not appear at their normal polling place on election day. Usually those reasons include people who are sick or disabled, someone could be on vacation. Again, vote by mail, no specific reason required. You just wish to vote by that method versus appearing at your usual polling place. And you are permitted to do that now under the recently enacted legislation.
In Delaware, it often falls on the political parties to perform voter outreach. Or as 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton put it,
I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
But this year, parties are focusing less on getting people to a physical voting place and focusing more on voting by mail. Delaware Democratic Party Chair Eric Razor Schramm says educating people about mail-in voting is important, since this is the first election many Delawareans will use this method.
It's twofold now. We kind of, you know, have a little bit more work on our hands. Not only why vote for Democrats, why Democrats matter, what our platform is, what we will deliver, but then the second piece to that is how do we educate the voters and making sure they know how they can vote. And there will still be that in-person voting for those folks who want to vote in person. We did that in the presidential primary here and it worked well. We had, you know, a lot of folks that took advantage of doing the absentee vote by mail, but you still have, you know, folks that, you know, they wear their mask, they have their hand sanitizer, and they want to go to the voting booth and cast their ballot.
While the Democratic Party is shifting efforts to educate voters about voting by mail, the Republican Party has filed a lawsuit about it. Jane Brady, chair of the Delaware GOP, says her party only wants to stop people from fraudulently voting by mail.
We are not saying that anyone who has a concern about their health is required to vote in person. That is not what this is about. We have a provision in our Constitution and in the code that says if you have a health concern, you have a sickness or a disability that makes you have health concerns about coming and voting in person, vote absentee. Ask for the ballot. Don't go to the polls and vote absentee. We're encouraging people to do that.
Albens has previously said voting by mail and voting absentee employ the same security measures to ensure the right person is filling out the ballot. He's also stressed many times the security of ballots are the Department of Elections' top priority. There are systems in place to prevent someone from having more than one active ballot at a time, and identities are verified through signatures when ballots are returned. One group that's expected to vote more by mail this year is seniors. According to U.S. Census data, voter turnout among those aged 65 and older was 70.9%. Turnout then decreases with every age group to the lowest, 18 to 29-year-olds, where voter turnout was 46.1%. While seniors vote more often than younger voters, they're also at higher risk for coronavirus, so voting in person is more dangerous. Kim Wharton with the AARP says it's important to educate people about their options when it comes to voting this year.
We want to give people the resources they need to make a good decision because there were some changes this year with voting. And I think the best thing we can do is drive people to our website or ivote.de.gov. They've done a great job with updating that website with the best, most recent information.
Wharton says the AARP doesn't want to tell voters what the safer option is, rather to educate them on what options they have. She says following the CDC guidelines is what people should do to remain safe, especially when heading out to the polls. It's all part of their new Protect Voters 50+ campaign, which focuses on educating voters on changes to the election process amid the pandemic. They're also working on highlighting issues important to seniors, such as Medicare, Social Security, and prescription drug prices. But not every senior is choosing to vote by mail, like 91-year-old voter Jane Downs, who says she's firm about voting in person.
Yeah, ever since I was 18, I voted, and I can remember my grandmother and them voting. I remember them when they voted, and And I've did it ever since.
Both political parties are shifting their strategies this year. While they may have differing opinions on the viability of voting by mail, both are adapting to how the coronavirus has affected the race in Delaware. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.